There are about a million IDPs right now in the eastern part of the DRC. This has been for a couple of months now. The latest wave that we have, that was when the M23 occupied the town of Goma. Well, since then, we didn't have any new waves, but our humanitarian colleagues, they have their hands full with the IDPs that they have right now on the ground.
With the level of the IDPs there, some people sometimes express concern about security and the threat of some of these armed groups attacking them. How is MONUSCO fending off these anticipated or possible attacks?
Yeah, those attacks, the security issue is real for the IDPs. This is one of the reasons they are always on the move. The IDPs that are in camps, they benefit from the protection of our people because we have patrols around those camps almost 24/7 because we have patrol during the day, we have patrol during the night, so they have protections. And we're also trying to be on alert whenever we have information that there are certain towns are in danger to be attacked by IDPs. We try to send patrol in those areas to provide security to the population.
Recently, the UN Security Council mandated a brigade force to come there. Will that help in MONUSCO's work to protect these IDPs and probably prevent the attack of unarmed civilians?
Well, I think this is the aim of the Security Council, to provide lasting peace not only in the eastern part of Congo, but in the whole of the Congo. The mission of this intervention brigade, in fact, is to come and decisively deal with the armed groups once and for all. So the end result, we hope, will be the return of peace in this part of the country.
What is the reaction you're getting from the ground? What are people telling you about the anticipated arrival of this brigade and how safe they think they will feel once the brigade is around?
Well, the anticipation is very high, especially among the population. As you know, for years, the presence of the United Nations here in the DRC is a peacekeeping mission. So we didn't have this mandate to go after the armed groups and engage them. This has changed now because the intervention brigade has received mandate from the Security Council to go after those armed groups, to seek them and to engage them militarily and to neutralize them. So the hope is very high among the population. They hope that with this new intervention brigade, we will see the end of the armed groups, and with the end of the armed groups, peace will return, and with peace we can see stabilization and reconstruction and development in part of this country.
Some of these population, members of these population in these areas have criticized MONUSCO for not going on the attack per se when you are attacked. Has these criticisms reduced following the announcement that the brigade will be there soon?
Well, we understand this position of the population, but you know, paramount and above everything else, the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has the responsibility to protect the country and to provide security to the population. Our role as United Nations has always been to support the government and the security institution in the fight against the armed groups and to provide protection to the civilians. Now, with this intervention brigade, I think things are different, because this time the mandate is to engage the armed groups, and of course the population have very high hope and very high expectation of this intervention brigade.
What is the message from MONUSCO to these populations who are often attacked by these armed groups? What is the message to them?
Well, the message to the population is very simple. We are here to support the government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the armed forces. The United Nations is not an army that's here to go for war. we still want to give chance to peace, but this time we are telling the armed groups that because they don't want to abide by all the different accords they have signed, we are also going after them because they are the primary source of the insecurity of the population and the creation of those thousands of IDPs that we are seeing. So the message, there is a clear message to the population. There is also a clear message to the armed groups.